We're talking with Jim Bussler, U.S. congressional candidate for the Republican primary in August from Dowagiac. And you have to feel buoyed about your chances of upsetting Fred Upton in August after what happened in Virginia last night involving the young man who, well, relatively young man who took care of Eric Cantor.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting news for certain.
What did you draw from that? I mean, obviously it's different constituencies, different issues between this district and down in Virginia, but yet to a certain extent there has to be some things that you can draw from what Dave Brott did that you can use in your campaign.
Well, I will say one thing. My best gauge of the mood of the 6th district is by going door to door. And let me tell you, if you talk to the people at their houses, it's not, Dave Brott is not that surprising, because people are really irritated with the government we've got right now. And when we have somebody who, I mean, like Fred, I mean, he's not much different than Cantor at all. I mean, amnesty, bailing out the bankers in 2008, nobody went to jail for that. You know, trillions of dollars just wasted. No jobs, the economy is faltering. I mean, you know, people are ready for something different. And I say congratulations to Dave Brott, believe me.
One thing that some...
And the people in Virginia.
Right. One thing, Jim, that some people, shall we say, we were saying before last night, was that the Tea Party and their interests were... lack of a better word, passe, that they were not as a major of a player as they were, say, 2 years ago or 4 years ago. You say differently by your door-to-door. The results at the ballot box certainly showed that last night.
Yeah, and the door-to-door information here in the 6th District, I've been, believe it or not, I've been knocking since before, since September of last year, because when you have no money, you kind of have to use other things that God has given you. And, when I'm out there, it's obvious that the discontent, it crosses party lines. It's not just Tea Party that's mad. I mean, it's the Democrats that are mad with their own party. And people that have never voted before telling me that they're going to vote this time because they realize that they got to do something. And, yeah, I hope that carries over here to Michigan, believe me.
Are you getting some of the same sentiments? I'm not certain whether or not you can gauge it yourself or not. But are you getting some of the same sentiments that helped Jack Hogendyke put a pretty good challenge to Fred 2 years ago in the primary? Or are you feeding off of that?
I think with the groups that he reached out to, I think he did a fantastic job. But I also think that they people were upset in 2010 and 2012, but now I think that more and more people are feeling the financial strain that has been caused by the ridiculous monetary policy that this country has right now. And I think people are ready to do something about it. And like I said, you know, we pray every day. We hope that we're able to do this here.
One final thing, Jim Bussler, and I appreciate your time on this. Yes, what happened with Dave Brott in Virginia gives hope to underdogs such as yourself and others who want to topple incumbent Republicans in the primary, but does that make your job perhaps a little tougher because of the fact that these incumbent Republicans will say, hey, I saw what happened with Eric Cantor. I don't want it happening to me, and they will redouble their election efforts as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, in my opinion, I want Fred to come out. You know, I want him to start his million-dollar mailing campaigns. People pay for my yard signs. They pay me $5 for a yard sign so I can get another one. If you want free yard signs, you go to Fred Upton because he's got tons of them to give you because he doesn't pay for them. You know, I want him out of the cave that they're pushing buttons in. I want to debate the guy, and not just him, but also the Democratic challenger. We could all do a three-way debate. That would be fantastic. It's time to bring it out here and see where the 6th District stands on the Constitution.
One other thing as well, Jim. Do you expect maybe more funds coming your way from other Tea Party interests in Michigan who are buoyed by what happened by Dave Pratt? They'll say, hey, let's back some other candidates who do the same thing, and they might go with your campaign.
Hey, that would be great, but I'm still sticking with my biggest supporter. It's my family and God. I think that we need to bring this country back to doing unto others as we'd like to be done unto ourselves. We need to reclaim this country, and if other people out there want to help, that's fantastic. But at this point, I need people that will go and talk to their neighbors and friends about me and get them to vote. That's the way we're going to have to do it, unless a bunch of money comes in, believe me. But we'll still be knocking on doors.